Good morning, all of our viewers in the world and in Israel. We read Pri Chacham, the Holy Writings, page Samach Tech. And as it says in saying, that since it's not a custom to come into the restroom of Creator, but in truth we don't really deal with the presence as such. We basically deserve joining with Creator only. As it says in this saying, the slave who would like to be really follow the Creator, he really starts to really study a lot of different ways and how to improve himself. And what does it mean, Rav says? Here we have the man with a point in the heart, which whatever he has in himself, it basically was prepared in him from nature, and the point of in the heart was prepared from above as well, of course. And he started to feel it and started to really feel the passion towards the striving towards the goal. And since basically it's made in such a way that he already starts to understand why he's striving for it and what where the passion comes from, and then of course all his desires start to be like one request, and then of course more or less he starts to understand what he's striving for, and of course everything it comes from above to him, and all his lackings as well as understanding of them. And now he really needs to study how to, of course, once again from above, what is in essence and what is his nature, what is his purpose, what is he must to acquire during his lifetime. All those things which really he's lacking in his life in order to come to the unification with Creator, joining Creator forces. And between the present state and the final state, of course, here is the way which he needs to really cross through his freedom of choice, with his freedom of choice. So everything whatever was before that, it was on account of the Yitzhar, of the Creator, and what is after it will be basically appeared in front of him as the forces of Creator, of course. So after he will really study all the laws of Malchut, of Kingdom, it will come to him in a such a way that he will be awakened. He will be really standing on his feet with a free form against the Creator, opposite the Creator. And he will be ready to adhesion with Creator, with fulfilling all the laws of Creator. And since he was dragged through all this process of suffering, as a ubar, as a fetus, as just a child was just was born and then brought through the vigorous education, and he makes a lot of efforts, and finally he comes to the during all these years he comes to the Creator palace in free form, and the Creator has to. And if he's really so clever, then of course he will choose the right point in his heart, and he wouldn't really want any other thing but from the presence of Creator, but just to serve him. He might really choose be adhesive to Creator in any way, but so he starts to understand that the purpose of all is adhesion with Creator, and adhesion is possible only if he. If two things will happen to him, there is independency and adhesion. So from inside he will be still according to his nature he'll be completely separated from the Creator. He will be kind of like obviously in a position on opposite qualities with Creator, but from the other side he will really want to receive the quality of Creator drastically, and through it, of course, in this form and shape, he will understand that he needs to grow up, and those two opposite forces continuously run him, and then of course he starts to ask for help. That all the process, of course, might will come up before him. The whole process is like how to basically grow in the right form in order to preserve these two opposite forces in one soul. And one union which never will be spoiled, God forbid, with anything. And now the Lord, of course, already disclosed a lot of things, and even though it's actually quite low and reasoning in the eye, and of course it's a affliction of the stimuli, because this is that because according to his point in the heart, it means that his praise, his man, will be always towards the, him, will never stop to this adhesion, even in a small part of 24 hours a day. Rav explains that he says that now he started to study all the laws, all the principles, and all those things. He started to really thinking him, and started to become really sensitive to what happened to him in every moment of his life. And all the moments of his life, he really relate to the really contact of Creator to with him. All the things, of course, sometimes when he's not so awakened, it means that probably he's in such a state because he's not sufficiently sensitive to understand that every moment he's really continuously been taught how to acquire the shapes of external behavior of the Lord towards him in order to become like him. But the lower ones, of course, which is based on the point of account, do not strive to adhesion of Creator, it means that with Creator himself, but with the presence of Creator only. And of course, when they hear the Lord of thy shade, they, of course, you know, realize that he is really gives away a lot of presence of joy, and when they his sparks will pour from bottom of his heart, of course, and he will join the presence of Creator, and he'll see the heavy work for the purpose of adhesion with Creator. He'll see that he will be exiting all the problems, which is called the golden apples of life. And whoever will understand, of course, this wisdom, he will love on those workers who doesn't have a heart, and he will tell everybody they are simply silly men because they talk about different obstacles. Rav says that all those who did not strive in precise way to adhesion of the internal Creator, but they want only presence of Creator in their life. So it means that they do not really want to become like Creator in love, loving Creator in the quality of Creator. And only they count how to really make a benefit out of the joining forces of Creator and become like them. So therefore, they really wants not acquire to receive quality of bestowal to the Kabbalah. So they understand and of course reveal a certain quality, and they reveal the action of Creator, of course, in reverse form and shape. And all the process which they go through, they go, it basically comes only to the silly end, to such extent that that if they make mistakes, they really, their mistakes are during their way, and it's not so right and direct way. And of course, they even see that they already made mistake, that through many moments in their life, they come to the dead end, and of course then they understand that they have to come back again at initial point and change the whole attitude towards their work from the beginning. And then of course surely they start to think that that they have some kind of they strive to the presence of the Lord, And of course, if from this point they have motivation to this, to do this work, but when they start to strive to achieve a quality of bestowal and to dress in it in an external form, they do not have motivation, of course, in that case. They have only development and study and the completeness. So it means that whatever really your relationship with Creator depends on a question, what does he want from you? You, from externality of Creator, he wants to receive internality, of course, and from internality of Creator, you want to receive externality. And it means this is what it's called divikut, adhesion and union with Creator. But the brit do not begin. And those who really comes to get purified, he get help from Creator. He really pour his heart before the Creator to preserve him all 24 hours a day from empty things in his head. And it wouldn't be as an obstacle beyond his nature, which is like a picture of a nature which is put in front of him, an iron barrel, and so he couldn't get through. It means that the union and the joining between the forefathers, it means that in our nature there is a rishimot, there is conditions, there is preliminary state which through which we can really hope that that we, of course, comes from upper force, from really high places, and we also can really be based on work of previous Kabbalists who correct themselves. It's called the common malchut, which prepared for us was prepared for us through their correction, and the way is already before us, and which is in those who really work on this way through a lot of effort, of course, and it's a lot of forces will be helping him to stay on the right way, and then really disclose and reveal a lot of from this search, from this continuous looking for support. It's called the letters, the prayers are coming to help him. To direct him, how to direct and how to ask Creator for help in the right form and shape. It means that to obtain the quality of bestowal for all in all his actions. It means that to give kindness for all the creatures. And in this particular moment, in this place, he can see that this is what really prepared for him from above, as a union between the forefathers and him. And the moment when the man really get rid of his nature's boundaries, which is basically separating, God forbid, him and Creator. And then, of course, he really needs to pray from the bottom of his heart to be like Creator. It means Rav says that all the boundaries, of course, in man, not in his externality, but in his internality, in his insights. And this is, in essence, means that you need to really ask Creator with love in the same way as he really directs himself to you. So it means that you really destroy all the obstacles inside of you, all the boundaries are gone between, which is whatever separating you and Creator through your two forces, which is Creator and Creature, which is existing in the whole creation. They completely open this relation of the upper one to the creature itself. What it needs to be corrected is only the response of man to the upper one, which means that to treat all the actions as bestowal. And if man really pay attention to and focus on place what needs to be done in his correction, and then of course that's the only thing he needs, then he will be able to develop a right pray, right man, and then from it he will actually see what he's lacking, what he needs to ask for, what he needs to pray for, because there is nobody else can help him besides the upper force. And of course, if he'll really ask for the force of love to help him, then of course at the end he will be directing to that force, he will be receiving that force from above, and then we'll see that there is no boundaries, there is no obstacles, and nothing separates him between Creator and Creature, and there is no external and internal forces which usually looks like spoil the whole deal. But all the obstacles and contrary inside of him will become like presence. And of course, this is not even obstacles, this is special preconditions which helps him to reveal a precise and the right attitude towards Creator. And from his nature, he could not, of course, direct himself in the right way. And then, of course, he received the awakening every time he received some sort of restrictions in his and some sort of things getting heavier here. And of course, for the inclinations which he direct to Creator, and they are not in correct form and shape, and they of course need to be at the end of the day they have become a right form and shape, and that's why those things need to be changed inside of him, and only through the prayer and to the upper one it needs to be of course changed from selfish love to the love for the Creator in order to it be turned into love. And you must understand it, even when you really will go through different pictures which is not so holy, and you wouldn't really have a break, and now you need to instantly remember how to power your heart before the Creator in order to be saved from here and forever from Creator by Creator all the time, and gradually your heart will want Creator continuously to be in adhesion all the time with Creator, and the desire of Creator will pour through you to the world. So it means that through big calculation what happened to him through the Creator or himself, man must do anything whatever capable of doing in order to be continuously with adhesion in adhesion with Creator, that in every moment of his life he must strive for the union, strive for adhesion with Creator in such a place, time frame, in reality which he is, that in such a way that all the bases of his life need to really be you need to find where and how to join the Creator. And if he really get out of it, of course, he needs to instantly strive to come back to the right way, and feel pity if he's not, of course, if he's separated from Creator, as we study in Talmud Ten Sefirot in part 12, when it tells us about the day and night, about the ascension and descension, about the preparation for the it's called Krishma de Shacharit, Krishma de Desuot, in Mincha, it's awakening of man. It's not the, of course, prayers which we use here, but there's certain formulas which helps to awaken man to the union with Creator, of course, in different forms and shapes. And of course, it's not related to the place and time of dark day and night, but related to the states, different states which man goes through on the way. When he really needs to learn how to sleep, how to wake up, and he must see really that he, for example, go into state of Creator in spirituality, this sleeping, it means that the time when he received new kilim, in order to, during the day, through the light which comes to those kilim, the light, of course, it's the measure of union, of adhesion with Creator, and it means that when he goes to sleep, he switches off from the spiritual cognition, and then of course he is still doing some sort of a correction. It's a specific peculiar correction in order to stay in adhesion with the Creator, and this state when he completely switched off from comprehension of it is called sleep. That's why it's called the 160th of the death. He goes through a certain correction called Kriyat Shema, and then of course it's a specific one called Chatzot and midnight correction. It's not like in this world, of course, but it's called the condition where the night get corrected, and when he really passes to Abba Vayima, his condition, we're talking about Zondeh Atzilut, this peculiar state in which men start to elevation of, and then of course his kilim gets a condition called sleep, the night sleep, and then of course before his awakening in the morning, before the light comes, because Ormakiv comes into his kilim, he starts already to awaken gradually for this light, and then we start to learn that in our routine before the day starts, in order to of course be awaking for the day and prepare our kilim. And when the day starts, just before the sunrise, he does all the corrections. It's called the middle line. During the time when all this preliminary state appear in him, it's called Amud HaShach, and through this process he is advancing all the time. So it means that in all the time, in all the different states he goes through, when the Creator gives him different states, preliminary states, and all the conditions, whatever is appearing in him, it's called shades. And then, of course, through the shades, when the evening comes, or so to speak, the connection between all those kilims is really start to get weakened, and he start to switch off. And of course, why? Because he already lived through them, and he already extracted whatever possible from those kilims, and he need to take new kilim and correct them as new. And this is how day by day the process goes. Gila, that's the question. It means that the morning early hours, the light comes from Creator. The times come. Rav says, "Yeah, the times comes from Rishumot, from above, and those times they basically dependent on the work of man, preliminary work of man. So, of course, if man hasn't really utilized the previous state in which he was, then they didn't come. How can something come if it's not really linked in his previous work? It's impossible. Those preconditions, those different states, are they existed, and they just have to really only use and realize the speed of this disclosure of those states? His Rishimot, of course, revealed as the potential of all the states, which he comes to the Gmar Tikkun. For example, he is in Gmar Tikkun, he is certain state, and he must to achieve that state. And between the previous state and that state is 125 steps. So 125 of those steps potentially is placed inside of man. And in every level you have Kli, which man needs to correct, so to speak, fulfill, complete, and it's called Partsuf. This Kli is not like Kli, placed in him like Rishimot. And when the man is ready to receive this Rishimot and to utilize it, this Rishimot is completely revealed in him as a new state, and of course he must really understand, comprehend, work on it, relate every aspect of it to Creator, to fulfill it, complete it with the intention for the quality of, with Kavanah, for the bestowal, and of course then he returns back to Creator with his full Kli in order to receive for the purpose of bestowal, and this measure will define his measure of adhesion to Creator. And through it, of course, on this level, they will become like equal and likeness of quality. And this is not the final state yet, but the final state when his all original soul comes to the adhesion and union, full union with Creator, with the Source. And then, of course, he comes back to the higher state of being. He comes through the empty Kli, through Galgal Tainaya, meaning that the Rishimon of the next step of Gilgal Teinayim comes to Hamd Elyon, so the revealed in a hap of Elyon, of Upper One. And then he start work with that in a hap of Upper One. It will be seems to him like Rechem, like an uterus, when he will be placed inside of Rechem with his Rishimot, and inside of Rechem, of this world, he start to correct himself, he start to really reveal himself as he been placed in Ali and Shoresh, and in measure and according to his growth of maturing is like like a fetus inside of uterus. He goes through the stages of development, and then he will be born Yenika, according to Rav, and of course he then comes in this world. He will become like a fetus, like a baby, newborn baby, and then of course he receives accordingly to this condition and so forth, and then of course education, this growth, and then again new Rishimot will be opened from upper level of Elyon, and again he start process of development, and this is like this is 125 times repeats itself in different levels, and each of course level divided in sub level, but don't think that is a boring process. Of course every details of it is there is full of new things, and it's a whole new world and whole new conditions, new definitions, continuous adventure, and it's not like the previous one. And like for example, as we in sense of Kabbalah we talk about certain things in the same language, even we use sometimes the same terminology, Buri, Nikam, Mahim, Or, Kilim, the external, internal, but the feelings and what is really disclosed inside is completely different and always not the same. Here in this story, he tells us about the slave who would like to join the Lord. In previous letters, we study something, some other stories, when we learn that the Lord wants to really save his slave. Is it in different stages described here? Is it, Rav says, no, it's always the upper one calls from a lower one. It's the same story, but what is really... we're learning here how the lower one really utilizes all these calls from above. And if I really precisely utilize and work things out properly, then of course I move forward. But if not, I start to get lost until I learn what the upper one wants from me. Why? Because the mistake really couldn't be shown in direct way from above. I really need to disclose and reveal the mistake myself and then correct it. Because if I'll see it, oh, I did, and it's not correct. Where do I get kilim to understand what is wrong, what is right? It means that now I really need to understand that if I'm making a mistake now, I need to completely comprehend what is my mistake and move beyond logic to the solution, to solve, to acquire a new and right answer. How do I know that I'm moving above my nature? Through the effort. The effort takes place here, and this is beyond criticism. Because if I really make mistakes in that aspect, then, of course, through the really quite a long study, which helps me to disclose where do I make mistakes. Of course, we need to maybe talk about it separately, it's a separate topic, but we probably can finish here, this letter, and we will continue next time. We move to our second part, Talmud, Esar HaSfirot.